We should all look so good on our 60th birthday. Take a look on X.com. We've tweeted out the new Ford Mustang Special Edition, 60th Anniversary Special Edition. We're joined by Joe Bellino, Ford Mustang Brand Manager. I guess it's okay to wish you a happy birthday as well, Joe.
Yeah, I'll take it. It's part of it, right? I feel like it's part of the family with that one.
But. Yeah. When it was unveiled, it was 64 and a half, right? It was a mid-model year edition.
Yeah. So it was, April 17th at the New York World Fair. It was a 64 and a half. All were, titled as 65 units, model years. So I know that's always a point that comes up, right? 64 and a half or 65, but, it's today's the day. We're super excited about it. And, I think there's a lot of excitement around Mustang right now, which is awesome.
It is a beautiful homage, but make no mistake, this is, to me at least, it looks like it's more muscle than pony.
Yeah, it's evolved over the years, right? From a pony car, and we've added 486 horsepower now, and it's got a lot of style and a lot of brute behind it that I think has helped Mustang evolve over the years to be this iconic car that adds style, tech, and performance all in one package offering.
Tell me about what is different about the 60th anniversary edition. I'm looking at all the iterations throughout the years, and it's really cool to see, but what makes this one special?
Yeah, so you'll notice in the one we just unveiled today, it's a Wimbledon white paint, which is harkening back to the original car. The 20-inch chrome wheels or the painted wheels kind of resemble the original wheels that we had on the car. You'll see silver grill intakes, which kind of resemble a chrome grill. You've got little accents on the badges. The side badges on the fenders and the rear harken back to that 65 badge and really plays off of it with the vermilion red. We've got the tape stripe that goes back. So everything was looking at 65 model year when we did it and really kind of try to modernize that and bring it forward into our 2025 model year offering as well.
Ford has some exciting celebrations planned for the Mustang 60th anniversary, including the debut of the special logo and owner and fan event at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Could you tell us a little bit more about what attendees can expect at that event?
Yeah, so that will kick off at 2 p.m. today here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We'll have hot laps in our dark horses, so customers and fans get to experience what that feels like. They can do drifting with Vaughn Gittin Jr., a professional drifter, and experience all that fun. And we'll have a live stream at 5 o'clock, which will show a couple more announcements as well. And we've got our 60th anniversary logo, which if you look at that logo and the badge on the car, they're very similar. They play off each other. We'll have merch for sale, really just a big birthday party and to have fun with Mustang and make some news while doing it.
I'm looking at the rear fascia on this, Joe, and we know you've had this kind of traditional 45-degree rear fascia with your tail lamps. This is kind of an interesting split that makes it look a little bit more rakish, but it also kind of harkens back to that late 60s tail.
Yes, so that this new back end was for 24 model year, and you're right, it does have that kind of that three-dimensional cut to it. It still keeps the traditional tri-bar tail lamps, so pretty synonymous with Mustang, but it has taken more of an aggressive look, more of a chiseled appearance, and it's had some really good feedback so far, and I think it looks very modern while still staying true to our classic roots.
So, Joe, if you can't attend the anniversary event in person, is there a way to stream it? Is it being streamed, live streamed?
Yeah, so at 5 o'clock, we will live stream it on our YouTube channel and our Facebook channels and Ford Performance Facebook channels. So if you can't make it to Charlotte, understand. So you have a great opportunity to live stream it at 5 o'clock and get all the news and all the excitement and feel like you were actually here.
Joe, I'm watching all these videos that you guys provided for us, the 1987 model, this third generation, fourth generation. What is your favorite?
That's a really good question.
I know. It's fun to watch this old video.
Yeah, I think in my role, I have to say I love them all. But right. One in particular, I love the 69 Boss 429 is my favorite Mustang.
Okay. I'm going to look that up.
Good choice. Yeah, good answer. Good answer, survey says. So I've got the itch and I want to scratch it. When will you put these up for order? And do we have kind of an idea of what the special edition price point may be?
Yeah, so these will open for order this summer. We're expecting delivery in Q4 of this year. And we haven't announced pricing. We'll announce pricing closer to orders opening, which will be in the middle of summer.
All right. It's an exciting time, and it's such an iconic car. We truly wish you a happy birthday. Have a great event down at Charlotte. Great place to launch this vehicle. And between the vintage pinstriping, the accents, a lot of 60th anniversary little badging in there as well, so that people will know this is a special vehicle. All great stuff, Joe. Congratulations.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. One of the most exciting, maybe terrifying moments of my career was in 97 when they unveiled the latest generation and they offered us rides, high-speed rides at the test track in Dearborn.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of the last guys to go, so I buckle in, I'm getting ready to go, and the driver turns to me and goes, look, my brakes have really overheated, so I'm going to be taking you through, but I'm not going to be hitting the brakes, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. And that was a great ride, because it was all about just accelerating into the corners, never touched the brakes.
Oh my goodness. I mean,
that would be exciting,
too hot at the time.
That reminds me of the hot laps they used to give at the Belle Isle Grand Prix to the media.
Good fun, and let you know what those guys are really up against. Much more to come on JR Morning.